Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, today is an interesting day, an interesting Sunday in the church year. It's the fourth Sunday in Easter, but you notice that in our gospel reading, it doesn't contain a resurrection account of our Lord. And neither does it really focus on a particular event of our Lord Jesus, like his baptism or his ascension into heaven. But that being said, it is a day where we still hear the voice of our Lord through the faithful proclamation of his word. Today is known as Good Shepherd Sunday, the fourth Sunday in Easter. And for us here at Faith, it's also Confirmation Sunday. Look again at the gospel reading from Luke chapter 10. Go ahead and open that up if you would. And look at those first 10 verses. You're going to find something interesting, I think. For nowhere in these first 10 verses of John chapter 10 does Jesus refer to himself as the Good Shepherd. That doesn't come until verse 11 or 14. In these first 10 verses, Jesus refers to himself primarily as the doorway. The doorway by which the sheep enter into his fold and come under his care as his people. Jesus will say again in John chapter 14 that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father except through him. But here he claims to be the way, the doorway, by which the sheep come and enter. So that's how Jesus is speaking about himself in these first 10 verses. Jesus refers to himself as the doorway, but he mentions other people as well. He mentions those who are faithful doorway keepers. And then he mentions those who are the unfaithful ones. But then they are called the thieves and the robbers. So the faithful ones, the gatekeepers, are the ones who speak with the shepherd's voice. They speak under and with his authority. They speak faithfully those things concerning the good shepherd, with those things that he has given them to say. The unfaithful ones, being the thieves and the robbers, they seek to get in by another way. And they speak and they act only from their own perspective or their own opinions or whatever is popular. And they speak out of their own power for their own benefits, not for the care of the sheep. So we should ask the question, well, who are the gatekeepers of Israel's past? And the answer is, well, they're the faithful prophets who are given God's word to speak. They were the ones who called the people of God to repent of their sins against God and against their neighbors, and then pointing always to the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. They're the ones who spoke about how the sheep should walk in a manner of life, being in faith to God and in love for their neighbor. So that's one group of faithful people. The others were the faithful priests. Those who were given for the service of the sheep as they prayed for them and as they ministered on their behalf in the temple. They were the ones who offered for the people the prescribed sacrifices to atone for their sins. They were the mediators of God's grace and mercy. And then finally, there were the faithful kings. Those who were given to protect and to provide for the temporal need of the people. They were the ones who were called to defend the flock from attacks of enemies. They were given to rule with justice and mercy and to secure peace in the land. They were those through whom the Lord provided law and order among the sheep of his pasture. So you have the prophets, you have the priests, and you have the kings, all who are called to be gatekeepers. And all who are given specific shepherding duties or roles by God for the care of his people, the flock. All these vocations in the past, however, were ultimately pointing to the ultimate good shepherd, the Christ, the perfect prophet, priest, and king. The thieves and the robbers of old were then those to be understood as the unfaithful prophets, those who did not warn against sin or speak God's word to his sheep. They were the unfaithful priests who did not seek God's or did not serve God's flock by deliberately neglecting their duties to pray for and administer the means of grace from the temple, and instead served at false altars. They were the unfaithful kings who sought the expansion of their own kingdoms at the expense of God's people. They are the ones who failed to protect the flock from all enemies, foreign and domestic, and who neglected justice and who showed no mercy. So when Jesus is speaking about the gatekeepers, he's talking about the faithful under-shepherds of the past, the faithful prophets, priests, and kings who pointed to the good shepherd in their various vocations. Stop for just a moment and reflect on what a good shepherd Jesus truly is. Right? No one is good, Jesus says, except God himself. And Jesus? Well, he is God in the flesh. So, of course, Jesus is the perfect prophet who speaks not his own word or his own opinion or thought. He speaks only the word of the Father. He is the perfect priest who intercedes for his people and who gives himself as the sin-atoning sacrifice so that we would receive mercy and grace from God instead of his wrath and his anger. He is the perfect king who defends us from every evil of body and soul. A king, in fact, who willingly lays down his life for the care of his sheep. A king whose kingdom is known by both justice and mercy, one that will endure forever. That is the good shepherd for us. The faithful under-shepherds or the gatekeepers of the past pointed forward to Christ Jesus. Moses, Aaron, Elijah, Isaiah, David, even up to John the Baptist, they were faithful gatekeepers, pointing to Jesus, the good shepherd, the way by which his sheep enter. They faithfully spoke with his voice and under his authority. But what about today? Who are those faithful gatekeepers and under-shepherds of Christ and his flock? Well, pastors, for one, should serve in that role. The word pastor simply means shepherd. Now, not the good shepherd, mind you. There is only one who is good, and that's Christ Jesus himself, but all faithful under-shepherds are pointing to him. They're speaking his voice, and they are under his authority. Beginning all the way back with Peter, whom Jesus told to tend his sheep, and those apostles who spoke the very words of God to the people, pointing to the good shepherd up until this very day. They're called to speak his voice from his word, not their own opinion or thought. They are called to handle both the law and the gospel so that the sheep of Christ's fold will hear clearly his voice and trust in him above all things. They're to faithfully administer the sacraments, baptizing and catechizing, examining and either admitting the penitent or excluding the impenitent from the table of the Lord so that they would learn repentance and seek in faith the mercy of Christ offered in his true body and blood. They are called to serve as ambassadors for the king, proclaiming peace in Christ for sinners on account of the death and the resurrection of the good shepherd, the true king of creation, until he comes in glory at the end of this age. That's what a faithful pastor or under-shepherd looks like. But just as shepherd can refer to other vocations such as prophets and priests and kings, and they have those shepherding functions in those vocations, so too do others shepherd in their vocations. Like you, faithful parents who speak God's word to your children. You are pastoring or shepherding your children. Same as when you pray for them, sacrifice for them in various ways. When you show them justice and mercy in your discipline and training of your children, you are pastoring them. When you provide and protect them and see to the care of their bodies and souls, you are shepherding the flock that the Lord has given you to serve as pastor. Yet for us, any of us, to understand our vocations rightly, we first and foremost need to hear the voice of our Good Shepherd. We're to confess our sin when the Good Shepherd speaks his law to us. We are to believe his word of absolution as the Good Shepherd brings to us the good news that he has shed his blood to atone for our sin. We are to trust the voice of Jesus, who works for our very best, who is our protector and deliverer, our provider, our redeemer, our Savior, our Good Shepherd. He is the one who makes you to be a sheep of his pasture, a little lamb of his precious flock. Now you have come to hear his voice through the means of his under-shepherds, pastors and parents alike, and really all who have faithfully spoken his word to you. You have and you continue to hear his voice that you may believe. You've been washed in the waters of holy baptism, brought into the green pasture of his church, his fold. He sets the table of his body and his blood before you, even in the presence of your enemies of sin, death, and the devil. He leads you even now through the valley of the shadow of death. You are his. You hear his voice. He says to you this day, "See, I have engraved you in the palms of my nail-scarred hands. I have laid down my life for you, and I have taken it up again. And you, even when you suffer and die, I will hold you. I will lead you through death's dark shadow, and I will raise you up just as I am risen from the dead." Today and every Sunday, you have the opportunity to hear again the voice of the Good Shepherd. You are able to gather in the gates of this sheepfold and be cared for by your under-shepherd, who will point you to Christ Jesus. And parents, you bring your children to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, to be washed in the waters of holy baptism, to learn how to confess their sins and look to Christ for forgiveness, to be made ready to receive the Lord as he comes to us in the sacrament of the altar. We together hear the voice of Jesus, receive his gracious gifts, and are fed, protected, provided for, redeemed, and forgiven. But today, this Good Shepherd Sunday, we are also able to witness a fellow sheep of the flock be confirmed in this wonderful identity and vocation. Edward will be able to confess his faith in what the Good Shepherd has done for him and will continue to do for him until the end of this age. He'll have the opportunity to say in so many words, "I am Jesus' little lamb. Ever glad at heart I am. Glad at heart because he, along with us, were brought into Christ Jesus the way in our baptism." And then you'll join us at the altar, the table that the Good Shepherd sets among his sheep to feed and to forgive, to strengthen and empower us to live as faithful lives as God's people of his pasture, the sheep of his hand. So this Good Shepherd Sunday, this Confirmation Sunday, this day of gathering to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, hear again the voice of our Lord Jesus Christ saying to you, "I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. And you are the people of my pasture, the sheep of my hand." Thanks be to God. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard our hearts in our minds, in Christ Jesus, who is our good shepherd. Amen.